From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey on Sunday began burying victims of the twin blast during a peace rally on Saturday in Ankara, where at least 95 people were killed and more than 200 others wounded. Slatica Hoke has our report.
Thousands of mourners gathered at the hillside cemetery near the capital and in Istanbul to attend funeral services for some of the victims. In some cities, Turks continued demonstrating for peace.
We're here to say that these bombs don't scare us, to raise our voices against them even more, and to protest against the attacks.
Crowds also shouted slogans against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Many blamed the government for failing to prevent the attacks, and some even accused it of orchestrating the attacks to discourage people from gathering in large numbers. No one has claimed responsibility for the Ankara attack, but many, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, suspect that Islamic State might have arranged it from Syria. Slatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Russia launched a new aerial bombardment of Syrian rebels on Sunday, helping President Bashar al-Assad's government reclaim territory it had lost. Moscow said most of the targets were in a highland area of Idlib province that had been controlled by the rebels. Russia said the targets belonged to the Islamic State insurgents. Twin suicide bombings killed at least 9 people, wounded 29 others. It happened in northern Cameroon in an attack local and security officials have blamed on the Boko Haram militants. On Saturday, the Nigeria-based militant group launched 5 coordinated attacks in neighboring Chad, killing up to 40 people. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A helicopter crash at a NATO base in Afghanistan's capital on Sunday killed 5 coalition service members, injured 5 others, the accident happening just hours after a Taliban suicide car bomber struck a British forces convoy in Kabul. Officials said 3 civilians were wounded in the attack, but no fatalities were reported. A Taliban spokesman emailed a detailed statement about the attack to VOA. Iran's parliament has given preliminary approval of a bill that allows the government to implement a historic nuclear deal reached with world powers. Under the bill, that is, the Iranian government will be authorized to withdraw from implementation of the deal if the other side fails to lift sanctions against Iran. Final approval of that measure is expected later this week. Meantime, Iran successfully test-fired a new guided long-range ballistic surface-to-surface missile, the first such test since Iran and world powers reached the nuclear agreement. Iran has said its missiles would never carry a nuclear warhead, as it has no plans to develop atomic weapons, but military officials have insisted on expanding the country's missile program. The second Monday of October is Columbus Day here in the United States. It is a federal holiday, and that's today when some Americans honor explorer Christopher Columbus and his discovery of the Americas. The achievement is a source of pride for many, but for some the holiday is marked by controversy. Adriana Zhang has more.
October the 12th is significant as the date explorer Christopher Columbus landed in what became known as the New World. But many within the Italian-American community also celebrate Columbus Day because Columbus was Italian. Although some think Columbus was a great explorer, others are offended by his legacy. Joe Genetin Pilawa, history professor at George Mason University, says Columbus enslaved many of the natives he encountered. Hundreds of thousands more died of diseases introduced by the European visitors. Some say the name of the holiday should be officially changed to Indigenous Peoples Day, while others say Native Americans should find a different day to celebrate their heritage. Adriana Zhang, VOA News, Washington.
Spotify has released U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama's music playlist, including tunes by Beyoncé, Demi Lovato, and Esperanza Spalding as she celebrates the International Day of the Girl. Annual day is designated by the United Nations to promote awareness for gender inequality around the world. Mrs. Obama is promoting the Let Girls Learn campaign to encourage girls' education.
That's the latest world news from VOA.